hope all the children here tonight get to hear this wonderful story for as many years as I've heard it. It's funny to have a different translation. I was ready to go with the old one. It's wonderful to hear it in a new translation. It's always wonderful to hear the story. It's a story of people who are coming to Jesus. The shepherds come to Jesus. The angels come to Jesus. And in just a few days, the wise men are going to come to Jesus. And when you think about it, every baptism, whether it's of a baby or a child or an adult or a senior, every baptism is a person coming to Jesus. It is a person coming to pledge themselves to live the life that Jesus lived. To be baptized means to take on that life and strive to live it. Now, if you are a parent or you're a grandparent or you're an aunt or an uncle or a dear friend who is helping to raise a child, there are so many things that we can do to nurture people after their baptism. Think about that little baby Jesus, about as small as the baby right back there, totally dependent on his father's arms. Can't drop him. Can't even move too quickly because you might twist his neck a little. Think of how dependent a child is and how that dependence teaches a child to trust. And when we learn to trust, it can grow into faith that love is the center, the heart of the universe. It begins in dependence, it moves to trust, and it moves to that conviction that love is at the heart of it all. As a child gets older, we teach them to be kind. How wonderful it is to see on the news lately parents who are speaking up about children who are being bullied, and the response of people in their schools to teach the children to be kind. And being taught how to be kind and practicing how to be kind can end up in compassion. And compassion is a kindness and a love that reaches out to anyone, just as Jesus reached out. Courage. I'm thinking of Jesus when he was only 12, going to those famous and erudite rabbis who were sitting in the temple and having the nerve to walk up to them and start arguing with them about what the scriptures meant. If you've been 12 already in your life, can you imagine doing that when you were 11 or 12 years old? Not just having the answers, having the nerve. And that kind of courage, that kind of strength, leads to a passion for justice. So justice and compassion and love are what the life of Jesus is all about. I wanted to end tonight with a little story about a statue of Jesus that has always deeply touched me. It's about this high. It's bronze. It's very dark because, of course, after 100 years, bronze turns dark. And it is in a little tiny chapel in one of the biggest churches in our country, the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. This little chapel, which is to the side, and you walk in and you're staring at all those windows and you're staring at those enormous beams holding everything up, you might miss the chapel, it's so little. The ceiling of the chapel is lower, so if you're only 6 years old, you can feel at home. It has a baptismal font that's this high. It has an altar that's this high. And every one of the chairs, which are just like the chairs in the rest of the cathedral, only half the size, every one of those chairs has a needlepoint kneeler that the ladies of the cathedral made. And every needlepoint kneeler has an animal from the zoo or possibly from a child's bedroom, just waiting there for you to kneel. And when you get close to the chapel, and you're going there with your parents, or maybe a grandparent, who is holding tight to your hand because of all the crowds, you might disappear. They'll never find you in that huge place. And you get to the doorway. There is the bronze Jesus holding out his hand, sort of like he is in the bulletin. He's reaching towards his mother in the bulletin. He's reaching out to the whole world at the National Cathedral. And his hands are the color of gold. They are bright brass. They are so lovely and shiny. And it is because every single child that ever went into that little chapel reached out and took Jesus' hand and rubbed it. And when they came out of the chapel, they rubbed it again. And think of the millions of tiny hands that have rubbed those hands and said hello. That is the welcoming Jesus. That's the Jesus who teaches us courage so we can work for justice. That's the Jesus who welcomes us so warmly that we can love other people, even people that we don't know. And that is the people who Jesus who demonstrated so much compassion that he went all the way to the cross and didn't turn back from it. And that's what we want to pass on to our children. Courage, compassion, and love, and a way to live that. To be baptized, to come to Jesus and baptize, is asking for the strength and the support and the love and the presence of the Spirit, so that we can be courageous, we can be loving, we can be compassionate. That's what this baptism tonight is all about.